And finally, since it's Wednesday.
There's a high deep drive left center field. He torched that one. Way back. Gone. Another one for the Red Sox.
And the Red Sox are on a roll. Last night at Fenway Park, they dominated the Oakland A's. They took them apart into little pieces for the second night in a row in a 13-5 victory with three homers, including that mighty blast from Hanley Ramirez. And because it's Wednesday, it's time to talk sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Anthony. And I would like to point out that it's bad news for the Globe, because who wants to read the Globe at Fenway Park these days? The Red Sox are playing well.
Well, this is the thing. And I said to you early today, and you pointed out that Bob Ryan said much the same thing, so I don't want to be accused of just aping him. So I'm going to give him credit for what I'm about to say. But this team is fun to watch again. I mean, I don't really care so much about the statistics or whatever, but I'm excited about the fact that they're fun to watch.
Yeah, Bob called them likable.
Yeah.
And I thought it was nice. Nice to have a likable team.
Yeah. Well, so, what explains this? Because there were a lot of questions coming out of spring training. What do you think?
Well, one thing that explains it is run production, 11 runs a game, 13 runs a game. That's exciting baseball. People like to watch home runs, and they like to watch teams that score a lot of runs. And the Red Sox have been on a terrific run. Since the end of April, about April 20th, their stats in terms of offense have been exceptionally good.
Yeah, I was just looking at some of those. They lead all the entire major league in hitting, on-base percentage, slugging percentage. So that explains a lot of those runs.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. All right, well, here's a little bit more from Hanley Ramirez after last night's win, talking about what's going so well for this team.
And it's something, you know, very, very, very special right now. And not only one guy, you know, from the top of the way to the bottom to the pitcher, everybody, bullpen, you know, we just got to keep rolling.
We got to just keep rolling. So Hanley Ramirez was one of the big questions. He was looking like an $88 million blunder, but he's hitting over 300 now, playing first base like he was born there at first base. So good news there as well.
At least playing first base well enough so that people are forgetting how poorly he played the outfield, which is a triumph in a sense. Yeah, he's been good, and basically the only bad news, I think, with the Red Sox is David Price.
And who thought that was going to be the one thing people
exactly
were going to be worrying
and,
about?
And I have on the one hand, on the other hand for you, that may help people feel a little
Please.
Better about that. Obviously, the bad news is that his earned run average is somewhere around 6, and he usually pitches much better than he has been pitching. He's allowed 6 earned runs in consecutive starts. I don't think he's ever done that before in his career. But the good news is that Dustin Pedroia apparently has spotted a flaw in his pitching motion. I read that just today, and so all may be well. And then people who follow this more closely than I tell me that David Price frequently doesn't pitch quite as well in the beginning of the season as he is inclined to pitch a little later on. So there may be hope. And then the best news for me, I think, looking at the whole picture, is the rest of the team is carrying him.
Yeah.
At this point, if they were 6 games under 500 and he was pitching the way he is, you'd say, wow, it's all David Price's fault. Instead, you turn it around and say, whoa, boy, they're going to be really good when their ace pitcher
inevitably comes around
the way he's supposed to.
Right. All right. Well, let's talk about a little bit of other news and from the Boston sports world. The Boston Celtics announced this week that the team is moving out of Waltham. They're partnering with New Balance to build a new practice facility at Boston Landing in Brighton. That's right next door to where the Bruins have already broken ground on their new practice facility. Here's Celtics president Rich Gotham speaking yesterday to reporters about the new facility.
Our players spend a lot of time at the facility. It is their home away from home. We want it to be, you know, comfortable for them. We want them to want to spend a lot of time there.
So they're hoping to finish that in 2018. So what do you think of this news?
I'm a little frightened by this news. This architectural rendering that I'm looking at suggests that when you're driving east on the Massachusetts Turnpike, you'll be able to see the Celtics practicing. And I see pileups and, at the very least, traffic jams. It was bad enough when they had that big television screen there at that place.
Yeah, well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Not. Maybe they'll pull the shades during commuting hours.
All
I
right.
Don't know.
I can't let you go before we talk a little bit about the NBA beyond Boston. This week, Stephen Curry was named unanimous selection for MVP, coming off a historically fantastic season. And now, to make it more historic, this is the first time in league history a player has been made MVP by unanimous vote. So what are your thoughts on Curry's MVP selection?
Well, I think the selection was perhaps a foregone conclusion. His team had the best record that any regular season record that any NBA team has ever had, and he was the most important player on the team. So the thing that really surprised me, Anthony, and maybe it's says something about my lack of historical perspective on this, I couldn't believe that there hadn't been another NBA player who had won Most Valuable Player unanimously. Michael Jordan, my goodness.
Yeah.
Who voted against him when he was at the top of his career? That was hard to believe, but that is in fact the case.
And let me correct myself. I refer to him as Stephen Curry. Of course, it's Stephen Curry. Seven teams left in the NBA playoffs. What do you see?
I see the Cavaliers playing the Golden State Warriors for the final, and if that isn't what the final is, I'm going to be terribly disappointed, because the media and the publicity machine has taught me to believe that that will be the greatest possible basketball show available.
And so it shall be. All right. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. It airs Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.